Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
And this is Devin Leary.
We are both currently battling what our doctors call depression. So bear with us. We are both people who have been victims of moves. We both moved homes. And so, you know, lost, afraid, in despair, all of these things apply to us. Some would say, be in gratitude. You know, you have a roof over your head. I'm not able to get there yet. And I would like to ask for grace and patience on this journey.
Well, it's actually like Kyle Richards says on Buying Beverly Hills to Sophia, I believe it is, who's having insomnia. And she says, like, I shouldn't even complain about anything because I am like privileged. And Kyle says, just because you are like blessed doesn't mean that you don't have problems and you're allowed to have your feelings.
Hello, and Kyle, I couldn't and agree her anxiety. More.
I couldn't agree more, but I am a little bit like, all right, well, these people are making moving and like buying things look so easy when it's actually really hard. I mean, yes, it's easy for me to buy random stuff like a unicorn painting that I bought today for $40, but it's hard to relocate your home and it's hard to buy Beverly Hills and they're acting like it's easy. And let me also say this, I am having a moment where I'm just like, you know what? I'm sick of just being mentally ill. Like, that's like actually something that I would rather not have to do for a while. And I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of a feeling of dread of logging on with psychiatrists. They say, what's the dread caused by? I don't know. I feel like there's no point to anything. I don't know why. And then it's like, you know, my cats give me purpose, but then the second they have a problem, I'm supposed to be the caretaker here. And it's just really hard. But, you know, I wanted to share some things that help. One is when you're feeling mentally ill, you're pissed off because you're like, why do I have to have mental illness and OCD? Why does everything have to be so exhausting? Why does hanging up a picture frame lead to me thinking I dropped a nail, to me thinking that the nail is going to like roll into the hallway and someone's going to step on it and it's going to be my fault if they get like tetanus, which leads me to think like, actually, do I have tetanus? Why does my brain work like this? When I'm having moments like that, something that helps. Rice, potatoes, I got gluten-free bread, starchy food like that, so buttery, oily as you can get it. One. Two, watching a TV show. And that's where Buying Beverly Hills comes back in, is that today Oh, and this is another thing. Telling yourself, you know what? I actually can't do that today. And that's okay.
Right.
Because I had this whole plan of like cleaning out my car today because the move was like, I used the car and whatever. And I said, I walked to the car, which is parked far away from my apartment. I said, I actually can't handle this today. And I'm going to keep on walking. Walked home, laid down on the floor where my couch is going to go, where I don't even have a couch right now. And I turned on Buying Beverly Hills and I laid there and stared at the screen for hours. I mean, I'm on episode 6. I started this afternoon. So I recommend that. And I'm actually really grateful that Buying Beverly Hills came into our lives again for season 2 at this moment.
How does it compare to Selling Sunset?
Much more boring. In a way that's like almost comforting though. Like there's not really serious drama. Like they're of course playing up like every moment between Kyle and like Mauricio. Meanwhile, I'm like, this is regular couples. Like I'm actually almost watching it. I'm almost believing more in the idea that they like created this drama of like their separation because I'm like, this is just how normal couples are. Like he's like, oh, I have pickleball. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you had that. And they're like, dun, 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 like intense music. And you're like, okay, but like that just happens. And she's like, I forget. Like she's like reading and he's laying next to her and he like goes to kiss her. And she kind of like is like, eh. And it's like, that's just being in a relationship. Like that's not like divorce is imminent. So I'm curious to see like how that plays out. Cause that's interesting. And there's another relationship that's falling apart. And then there's like some sexual tension between some of the agents. Like, I love that, but it doesn't have the trash intensity that Selling Sunset has. Like that West Hollywood strip energy doesn't have that.
Right.
It has Beverly Hills energy, which is just different. But it's a little bit calmer and it's a little bit like, all right, well, I like to just look at these serene views and like a whole storyline will be about like making a video for TikTok, you know, and I like that. That's what I would say about that.
Yeah. I have gotten a little sick of like the Kyle and now we're kind of hearing Mauricio's side after, you know, Real Houses of Beverly Hills. And I'm kind of like, enough. You guys...
Yeah.
You know, shit or get off the pot, kind of. Like, I'm just like, I was never, I'm over, you know, being sad that your partnership didn't work out. I was never that upset about it. I don't know. I am amazed that they seem to have, like, nice children, question mark?
I agree, they do. I will say that,
capable,
like,
Mauricio... Capable children.
Capable, nice children. I will say that Mauricio seems like kind of a party boy. And as we all know, Kyle Splits McGee was party girl and now she's not. So I do think like that is tough, like to wake up and be like, who have I been spending the last decades of my life with now that I'm in clarity and not hungover? Like everyone, I will say it seems like this cast gets much more drunk than the other cast, even though there was drug allegations on Selling Sunset and there's not any here. I'm like, there's definitely some powder going around the office and it's not the baby kind.
All right, well, I'll dip my little toe into Buying Beverly Hills. It's so funny too because I'm like, who the fuck would want to live in Beverly Hills?
Really? It's looking nice. No, but I will say I hate the type of house that Ariana Madix actually just bought, like that like square on the edge of a cliff where it's like that just looks like a square and like it looks like a video game house. Like I like the old Spanish mansions. I mean, sue me, but I like old Spanish mansions.
Personally, me, I tend to gravitate towards mansions.
Mansions, yeah.
I know, I did see that Ariana's moving out. I'm really happy for her. And I actually can't believe they've lived together for a full year after he cheated on her. Like, it's actually crazy. And one of the better, it's like the one of the more interesting parts of this first half of the VPR season, which has not been interesting at all, has been the camera traveling through the house to see where Ariana is, what Tom's doing. And you're like, the fact that these two people are living under the same roof, which must happen all the time, like someone does something psychotic, but it's like, yeah, I still can't afford to move out, you know, and you're just, but poor little assistant Anne is just traveling in between them. MVP of the season so far goes to Anne.
I agree. And also, I think I've said this before, but I really can't be championing Ariana anymore. I find her drab, boring, repetitive. I feel like, get the fuck over it. It wasn't that, like, I honestly feel like it wasn't that big of a deal. That's like where I'm at. I'm just like, all right, shut the fuck up already. Like, yes, it was great drama, but it's like, worse things happen in people's lives. You didn't want to be in the relationship anymore. You clearly weren't meant to be. Yes, Raquel is like a horrible friend. It's just like, I feel like I'm a little over the like, well, if you're going to talk to him, like, you're not my friend. It's, I'm kind of with Lala where I'm like, just like, shut up. And also, let me say this. I need better delivery.
Yeah.
This woman has the energy. This woman has the energy of flattened gum on the sidewalk. Like,
I'm still team Ariana, and I still think what she went through is pretty insane. But all that being said, watching The Valley, my new favorite TV show, I literally was like, this is what I've been missing. I've been missing sheer chaos, like horrible energy from men. Just like, not the Brocks of the world who are like, Sheena, when are we going to spend time together? Like, what I'm missing is, you know, the new car wreck is Jesse and Michelle. The Jesse, of course, is the guy who called Lala his mistress in front of his wife. And he's also the guy who, when his wife Michelle said, do you want to go find out where our daughter is? He walked by her and said, no. And I was like, so this is what I'm tuning in for. I am here to watch sheer chaos, people who aren't realizing, you know, the full reality of being on camera. Kristen Doty, Jax Taylor, Brittany Cartwright.
Have to have, like, it's the delusion. It's why Miami is so good. It's the delusion. We need the delusion for it to be good. And I mean, name a person on this show that doesn't have it.
I want true romance.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Back to The Valley. Yes, just like Miami, these people are so delusional. We have like a child actor, Danny Bucco, who's like, most people who see me, this man is fully like 50 years old. He's like, most people see me. They think they recognize me from the iCarly, Hannah Montana. Then he's like,
and that did make me feel old. I was like, to me, this man looks the age of my father. And he's like, I'm actually your same age. Like I was. And then meanwhile, speaking of delusion, the delusion is Kristen. The lead into these characters is Kristen Doughty saying, what are their names again? Jesse and Michelle.
Jesse and Michelle are like the couple that ends up splitting up at the end of the season. Danny Bucco and Nia Bucco. Nia is Miss USA and Danny is the former child star.
Right. So Kristen's like, Danny and Nia are who I want to be when I grow up. And it's like a former Hannah Montana star who's 50 and still talking about it. And like, I couldn't notice a single thing. What did he keep saying?
Three under two. I love when Jax was like, I really don't feel bad for him when he keeps saying that.
I know. Also, like, Jax does have star quality in those skinny jeans.
Jax is a star. I believe it to be the best television show of all time. Jax Taylor was the star of it for many years.
He was.
And that's why I'm so excited to have him back on my screen. It does not look like he's a very good husband from the teaser for the rest of the season, especially when Brittany is like, you said it's like I can't have any emotion. And he's like, no, you can't.
He's that awful. That's the thing, is like, it's different than Sandoval because like Sandoval, that's the other thing. I believe he's a narcissist, but he's not like a sociopath. So he doesn't have the charisma like to pull off, like he's like being slimy and gross. Sandoval is like someone that you come across in, as we've talked about, in like your early 20s and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I was obsessed with that guy. He's actually so disgusting. And then you run into him in broad daylight when you're in your 30s and you're like, oh my God, that's you. That's who I even ever thought twice about. And Jax Taylor is someone that if you ran into him in your 30s, you would still fall for him again because he is evil charisma. He is Monica. He is Jen Shaw. He is Spencer Pratt. He is all the, I mean, actually Spencer Pratt is a good man, but Jax has that.
Yeah.
And he will just fucking say it. Like when they're, even when they're doing that montage of like, I guess like intro for anyone who's hasn't seen Vanderpump Rules, as if anyone is just watching The Valley fresh with no background. But it's like just seeing him walk in and be like, yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. I slept with her. And Brittany's like, rotten hell. But it's like, he's always just like, yes, I did. Yes. I received a blowjob from Kristen, my best friend's girlfriend, who is also best friends with my current girlfriend. Yes, I did do that. Like, it's just like, I can't get enough.
Nothing will be Kristen being like, I hate you. And him being like, you came twice, sweetheart.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Sheer chaos. I mean,
this is what I'm saying.
They also couldn't have like balanced him. A casting director couldn't have found a better counterbalance than Brittany Cartwright. Like they found someone who does seem like a saint and at the same time brings her own form of sheer chaos. And has
she
a
is
southern
like
accent
so sweet,
that
though.
No, she is like the best. She like wants to grow up and work for like with special needs kids. She's like, I live for my kid.
I know. And every time she sees someone, that's the thing though. Like that is someone who does not have mental illness at all. Does not have the darkness. Does not like can drink as much as she wants and never go to a place that she regrets. You know
no,
what I
the
mean?
The craziest like, thing about her is that she married Jax Taylor.
Yeah. And she's like, every time, if you notice, like, that's what it's like to be happy. It's like every time she sees someone, she's genuinely like so happy to see them and like comment something personal about them. And is like, oh my God. And I see you have a new dress or something. And you're like, okay, so you're just like a good person. And like, you're so cute. And then you're with actual evil in skinny jeans. And also what's with all these friends? This is the thing too. I said, I'm not sure about this show. And then as soon as the words "we met in male modeling" was uttered, yes, I said, yep, I'll be here. I'll be sticking around. I'll be hanging around this town on the corner.
We modeled
How about
together
that?
In New York. And I was like, who? I'm so sorry. Like, who let Jesse Lally is his name model?
I know.
I don't think.
I mean, Tom Sandoval was, quote unquote, a model for Jessica Simpson's dad, Joe Simpson, during a photo shoot.
Jessica's Joe, as Danny Pellegrino says, Joe takes pictures of men now, Simpson. Speaking of Jax as a villain and as a TV star, he pantses Danny Buko, iCarly star, at their party. Nia Buko, who is like the prettiest person on the show and was Miss USA, and another example of how like low the bar is, that she clearly thinks her husband is like the best person of all time, immediately bursts into like runs and is like, my heart is beating so fast, bursts into tears. I am 5 years old because I was like, that would be objectively funny if that happened at a party I was at. And
and especially that they were posing for a photo like when it was happening.
It's genuinely funny.
Like, it genuinely is.
But I want to echo what you said about Brittany, because Brittany goes to her and is like, I'm so sorry. I just want you to enjoy the party. I hate that you wouldn't, something that would happen that would make you not enjoy the party. I'm sorry. It's a stupid joke. I didn't see anything at all.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, we didn't see anything. As if it's like, I mean, that was my first response too. I'm like, is she upset? Well, okay, this was my first response. Okay, she's upset that people are seeing her husband's penis. Is that because it's small, it's micro, it's got a weird shape, it's got a weird rash? And then I thought, this is a kid's party on national television. Could this be like a legal thing? Like, and I honestly think that like she was like, in this moment, I need to, especially he's coming from this world of Quiet on Set, which is that Nickelodeon documentary about like how dark kids shows are. Like, he's coming from that world. So she's coming from Miss USA, like AKA Donald Trump works there somehow. Like, they're coming from these dark worlds. So I think she was like, oh my God, husband's naked penis among children that are not my own on national television. Like, I have to play this up that this was an injustice to us. And she was like, oh my God, this is so upsetting. We would never want anything like this to ever happen. This is so awful. We don't approve of this. We did not want this. And everyone else is just like, we didn't see his junk.
I am a first responder as well. And my first responses mirror yours. And at first I thought, is she upset that everyone saw her husband's penis and what's up with that? And then it was like, oh my gosh, you're Miss USA. You're a pageant queen. And like getting to Miss USA, like that is your life. Pageants are
That's
your life.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that is.
As we know, Raquel blames not getting to whatever Miss like local down home princess for her whole downfall. She's like, I was going to be a pageant queen and then I couldn't be one and now I'm evil.
Yeah, I know. She was very upset by that. That was so funny when she's having lunch with Peter and immediately starts crying about like not making it to Miss California and aging out of the system, as you do.
I actually have to rewatch that whole season because it's just like such gold. I forgot.
I have watched that season 2 times and both times glued. Completely glued.
I need to watch a second time.
Literally had the thought today, I'm sad that I didn't get to Vanderpump Rules until later in life. Like, that was my thought. Like, oh, how sad that I only embraced this after the Scandaball.
The scand.
I'm very excited to see what's to come. Kristen Dowdy seems on her shit. There's also a character named Zach, who is Brittany's like best gay friend from Kentucky. And his performance could only be described as homophobic. Like, he is a caricature.
He's like James's friend, that other gay guy on Vanderpump.
Logan?
Yeah, he's like Logan. Where you're just like, it's a lot. You're doing too much. But can I just say that I have never, like, Lala is the voice of the audience in so many ways, especially when she says, like, whatever she said about Kristen's vagina, I've never agreed more, because it's like so true that Kristen is objectively mentally unhinged in a very well documented way. And also, you don't even need to see the documentation, because every interaction she has, she comes across as unstable and completely delusional. And yet she never doesn't have a boyfriend. She's never gone like a week without a man who's like obsessed with her. And they become over time increasingly more nice seeming normal guys.
Yes. Lala says that she thinks that Kristen's shooting diamonds out her vagina.
Out of her pussy.
She's not wrong. Like you said, the interesting about Kristen too is that we've been with her for so long that in your 20s, it's kind of like you always have that crazy friend. Kristen's 40 now, you know.
The fact that she's 40.
Kristen's 40 now, and she still brings chaos with her. And it looks like she's bringing a lot this season, and I'm so excited by that. I'm so grateful to have
she's
this
trying
show
to get pregnant,
as a part of my lineup.
Like, she's trying to get pregnant.
She's trying
with
to get
this
pregnant
guy that she's dating who lives in Colorado, and
who seems like too nice. It's like he wandered out of the Colorado woods and ended up on TV. It's like he's looks yes. so out of place.
And in classic Jax form, he's angry because, like, Kristen triggers something in Jax because he knows he's also psychotic. So he's like, okay, and you think that you can, it's like the same way as like when I get annoyed at people for like being late. It's like, oh, and you think you can do that? Well, people who think they can do that should hate themselves and go to therapy because they suck and they always have. It's like, I'm mad at something that is my same behavior. That's how Jax is, where he's like, oh, okay, so you, I just want you to know that I think it's a little delusional that you think you can just have a kid with this guy from Colorado.
And he keeps saying, like, out of wedlock?
Yeah, and he's like, and do you know what out of wedlock? He's like, do you know what parenthood entails? Remember when he got the girl pregnant? This it just, you know, it's fine to get a stripper pregnant in Vegas when you have a girlfriend, but, like, then don't later tell someone that they don't know what it takes to be, like, married and have a child.
This is, yeah.
And also, can I just say what you just said about Kristen being 40? That fact that you just stated, which is that Kristen is 40, it made me realize that The Valley is to Bravoverse what This Is 40 is to Judd Apatow-verse, and Jax Taylor is Judd Apatow.
I'm carrying the one. I'm doing the math. All I'll say is that you think the drama is in your 20s. Like, you know, that's where people are their craziest, da, da, da. Watching this, I'm like, no, this is where the shit hits the fan. You bring new life onto this planet.
The drama is always,
but, like, marriage, children, like, this is what I want to see at this stage in my life.
Yes, and it's for us. You're so right. This is why this show is perfect. We've grown up with them. We've always been able to feel better than them.
And think about, like, the stories that you're interested in now. Like, if my friend got blackout drunk and hooked up with, like cheated on her boyfriend, I'm like, okay, that, you know, is interesting. When I hear about, like, oh, a marriage
my
is
Nusha.
Falling apart because
my
they
Nusha.
Just had the wife has evolved as a mother, the father's not evolving as a father. That's when I'm leaning in. That's what I'm saying. Tell me more. Tell me everything he does. Tell me everything she does. Tell me how they met. Tell me how it was before the kid. Tell me how it was after
yes.
the kid. Tell me who pays the bills. Like, I need to know everything. And so that's why, like, this show is already so valuable to me, is because you're watching, like, men be bad at parenthood. Like, Brittany, they're all openly talking at one point, Brittany and the other moms, about how, like, one of the husbands wants them to have more kids, and they're like, well, we're the ones who do all the work. And yep. then at one point, Lala even points out, she's like, there's three men talking in the kitchen about motherhood, not one of them is a mom. Like, we're yes. already, what I'm saying is, this is
you're saying such truth right now. You're saying such truth right now.
Of course a couple separates by the end of this that needed to, and of course, again, it's that guy Jesse who pinches Kristen's nipple after she pinches his.
It's also Jax and Brittany, multiple couples.
That's true. It's Jax and Brittany.
Almost half the cast is getting divorced by the end of this show. That's a tagline. That's what they needed to put on the poster.
It's so true. And you're like, I guess it must be stressful, like, bringing cameras into your home life. But at the same time, I think why you're breaking up is because you have a witness, because you realize there yes. are going to be witnesses to this.
And you're like, oh my God, I can't make this seem normal anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so true. It's truth. Did you drink truth juice before this?
Sorry, because I drank Gatorade truth before this episode.
It's coming out of your pores. It's coming out of your pores.
I want truth.
Hey,
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We also have to talk about a little show called Summer House.
The other valley of death, which is Summer House.
The funny thing is, first of all, we have Craig in the house, thank God. He seems a little sleepy right now. I'm waiting for him to wake up and stir the pot. Kyle is, you know, really carrying the show right now by bringing up Jesse hitting on Paige at dinner, which was
so good.
Thank God.
He does his job.
He's doing work. But we, of course, don't have Carl because Carl has decided to... This is when you can tell a relationship's on the right track. Carl has decided to skip going to the house on Friday night because he does not want to get into a fight with Lindsay. It's like you are actively avoiding being around your partner, probably because they're going to be drinking and because you don't want to get into a fight with them.
It is very jarring. And then her like trying to twist it into like, Carl's not here because he's going to be bringing a very special surprise to the party or whatever. And it's like, this is actually so fucking dark. Also, can I just say, I have never rooted harder for a Bravo couple than I am for Wes and Sierra.
What they have is so special. I love watching a new relationship. Like, it's been a while, and it's so funny watching them all in their sleeping tents because, you know, Wes and Sierra are cuddling and kissing, and then you see Amanda and Kyle, and Amanda's like, don't touch me. I'm hot.
She's always saying don't touch me to him, which I kind of love. Like, it's kind of like
you
a nice...
You identify with it. It's like... She literally said, what was the best part of everyone's week? Mine was that Kyle left. Like, she hates this man.
I actually love it. I actually love it.
Well, it's nice it's because she's so open about it.
She is so open about it.
Literally, and it took Carl and Lindsay, like, fighting in a death match for her to be like, Kyle, you're a good husband this week. And for them to kiss and have, like, the only nice moment I've ever seen between the two of them, except for their wedding day.
Okay, so can I just say two things that bothered me this week, though?
I want you to, yes.
Why is Paige and/or anyone paying $8,500 in rent? And how is it possible that she has that kind of money and I, like, am hoping my cats don't get sick so that I don't, like, have to pay a vet bill? You know, that is something that's tough. And also, it's just like stupid. Like, I just, to me, I'm like, if you can afford whatever, 8,500 times 12,
you should buy a house. That,
you need to buy a home.
It's crazy. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, I love New York. Not that much.
I know. And then she's like, and then Craig, she's like, my boyfriend is sitting across from me and he's like rolling his eyes because he lives in Charleston. So he doesn't get it. It's like, no, I've lived in New York for 12 years and I don't get it. I don't get that. And I also want to say I'm kind of sick of this dynamic of like, and now like we just don't even care if we break up or not because like we'll actually be fine. It's like, that's fine if you're that healthy, but I don't really need to be watching couples like that. It's just not interesting, especially given everything else that we've been blessed with. I just like don't want to see another conversation where it's one of them being like, we've decided that we love each other, but we would be okay if we broke up. It's like, I don't care. Move on, go back to West and Sierra on the couch and Sierra saying you talk a lot and then them both giggling into each other's arms. Or go back to Lindsay. I'm trying to think what they did.
They didn't do anything this week because Carl wasn't there because he was like, he's scared. He's a scared man. I want to say that I think it's because I'm single and like I want Paige to just move to Charleston.
I do too.
I'm
just
like,
do it.
You are going to waste, sorry, an opportunity of a man who is bettering himself for you. Like, Craig has literally legit stopped drinking.
Yes.
Because he cares about, like, his potential. He
yes
has become, like, a different person since I've been watching him, since he was, like, running around the house, like, yelling, like, red-faced. And yeah. He has told you, like, he doesn't think he's going to ever like someone as much as he likes you. Like, I don't know. It's right. Just a little bit, like,
I guess. It's annoying.
I'm just like, oh, you don't want to move. Listen, I don't really want to move to Charleston either. But for love?
For love. We all know what Caroline and I would do for love, first of all. And second of all, I was going to say, what's the point of bettering yourself? If it's not to like get married and find a partner, but I then realized, okay, that is like kind of anti the point of like healing. But I will say he mentioned that he was like, well, I don't care if it's for Paige or anyone else. It's like, okay, obviously it's for Paige, but he was like, at a certain point, like girls want like the fun boyfriend. And then at a certain point they want like a husband who can be like a father to their kids. And Amanda like glares daggers at Kyle. And she's like, Kyle hasn't gotten that lesson yet. And I thought, imagine being like married to someone who's like well into 40s, Kyle, ? Who you're like, I'm waiting for him to get the message that I don't want a fun boyfriend anymore. I want a husband and a father. Imagine that. Imagine that.
I just can't imagine being married to anyone with a mullet. I'll take a mustache. Like, I'll take like a mustache. I'll take a hipster mustache over a mullet.
Well, I mean, if you come to friggin' Bushwick or Ridgewood, you're going to be seeing mullets everywhere. And it's that's why I go for the balds.
Me?
I say no hair is better than bad hair. That's what I say.
We at True Romance have always been of the position that bald is hot.
Bald is beautiful. The drama is forever. What else did we say?
What else did we say?
And Jax is Judd Apatow.
Jax is Judd Apatow and a star.
And
I can't wait. I cannot wait to keep up to date on the Valley. I believe that we are going to have our winner for The Bachelor tomorrow night, which is very exciting.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I did read a spoiler, so I do know who it's going to be. And I'm very happy with Joey's choice. It's so funny. I've come to this point in my life where I don't like suspense anymore. Like, I'm just
same.
No, I want to know. I was watching the TV show Expats and I was like, let me know how and when they find this kid. I'm now watching this show where a kid is lost and I don't know where he is.
Wait, is that good though, that show?
I only watched a couple of episodes. It's fine.
So no, I've been watching like pretty much all of Apple's Fall Under the Tree or whatever.
Oh,
Apple's
how is
Far
it?
From the Tree. It's like nothing and I'm enjoying it.
And?
Like, it's like not bad, not good, and I'll be taking in every episode. Let me say a real sincere recommendation though. Really, Such Brave Girls on Hulu. If you like this podcast, you will love that show. It's very funny and great.
Okay.
Such Brave Girls, Hulu.
I'll take it.
All right, well, on that note, catch us in the valley. Love you, Carol.
Love you, Devin.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.